Former New York Assemblyman, Ambassador Colin Hakeem Jeffries to launch ethics inquiry into pro-Hamas squad. By Christina Wong on October 18, 2023. Former Republican New York Assemblyman Dov Hykind and former U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman called on House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, to launch an ethics inquiry into members of the squad for inaccurately blaming Israel for striking a hospital in Gaza. Israel just bombed the Baptist hospital, killing 500 Palestinians. Doctors, children, patients, just like that, Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, posted on X. Israel just bombed the Baptist hospital, killing 500 Palestinians, doctors, children, patients, just like that. At POTUS, this is what happens when you refuse to facilitate a ceasefire and help de-escalate. Your war and destruction only approach has opened my eyes and many. Rashida Tlaib, at Rashida Tlaib, October 17, 2023. After Israel was blamed for the strike, supporters of Palestinians and Hamas attacked the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, Lebanon. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, also chimed in, posting, "Bombing a hospital is among the gravest of war crimes." The IDF reportedly blowing up one of the few places the injured and wounded can seek medical treatment and shelter during a war is horrific. Hykind responded to Tlaib, posting a video of the attack on the embassy and writing, "This is the result of your libelous lies. Your hands and tongue are stained in blood, you shameless inciter of murderous violence." Hykind and Friedman wrote in their call to Jeffries. Clearly the Hamas caucus doesn't give a damn about Palestinian lives, because if they did, not only would they immediately retract their statements, but they would reissue them with Hamas and Islamic Jihad as the subject of their scorn rather than Israel. Very clearly, accuracy is not the concern for these fomenters of anti-Jewish violence, but demonizing Israel is. Therefore, we are calling on the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries to take action against these dangerous terrorist lovers by opening an ethics inquiry into their tweets, which had, within hours, incited violence against Israeli and American targets around the Middle East and America. After the strike, more evidence emerged to suggest that it was the result of a misfired rocket launched by Islamic Jihad and Hamas militants that hit a parking lot near the hospital. Hykind and Friedman slammed news outlets and members of the Hamas caucus and squad for rushing instantly to the conclusion that Israel was behind the strike and that 500 Palestinians had been killed, despite not a shred of evidence to back either claim. They noted that Omar and Tlaib, as well as the BBC and other peddlers of this pernicious blood libel, have not removed their erroneous and dangerous tweets. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib and any other member of Congress who promoted this nasty blood libel crossed all lines and exposed their truest intention, which is not support for Palestinians but to harm and enfeeble Israel, they wrote. Hakeem has an opportunity to prove to American Jewry that the Democrats are not the anti-Israel/pro-Hamas party their loudest representatives make them out to be. The ball is in his court, they said. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.